My name's Joe, and I secretly recorded my boyfriend.
I don't know any names of women that are good looking.
I'm not joking. He really doesn't know about this.
Like Tom Cruise is a good looking bloke.
Any closer to home?
Closer to home.
Join me and my two friends every week as we share far too much about our personal lives.
One of the first things him saying to me is that I'm not like other girls that he's been with.
That's great.
They were naturally pretty, whereas you do look better with makeup on.
Oh my days.
Search I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend wherever you get your podcasts and tell everyone. Just don't tell him.
You?
Yeah, me.
No, you're on about pretty as in pretty.
My name's Ian Chambers. I love wrestling, and I love my girlfriend, but my girlfriend doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change that.
Nope.
On the Secret Recordings Network, welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone. She hails from the UK's City of Culture 2021. Coventry, that, isn't it?
Yep. What was the last one?
Hull.
Weird.
That's where I'm from. Two city cultures. She loves Sex and the City and Cosmopolitans more than she loves me. It's Bobby the Brute Hall.
You always struggle to order me a Cosmopolitan there, don't you? It's so embarrassing. We'll go somewhere like really, like quite nice, like a fancy little cocktail bar. And Ian will like think he's being all Mr. Big by, you know, ordering the drinks. And he always tries to order a Metropolitan. What's a Metropolitan? He does it every... And he genuinely thinks that's what it's called.
No, I don't. I've learnt now.
No, it's so embarrassing.
I just want to thank our listeners for downloading and subscribing to our podcast and for following us at MadeMyGF on Twitter and Instagram. But I do think that this will be our last ever episode. My mission...
Really?
Yep, my mission...
Oh, brilliant.
Yep, my mission was to make Bobby like wrestling. And I know the match I'm about to show her is going to do it. So This could be the last ever podcast.
I might pretend that it is just to get out of this.
The match I'm showing you is legendary. It's almost mythical in some wrestling circles. It's King of the Ring 1998.
Who's that?
The Undertaker. That's The Undertaker.
Oh, you like this man.
I do. And he's against Mick Foley. And this is a very cool...
Is this the man's entrance that you said you wanted to do at our wedding?
What, The Undertaker?
Yeah.
Would you? Yeah, but if I'm going to do the...
Is that what you meant, this man?
No, he had two different types of gimmick. There's one where he came
like
out...
He looks like he's at a funeral.
Yeah, it's because he's dead.
What?
The Undertaker's a dead gimmick.
Undertakers aren't dead. They get dead people, don't they?
Yeah, but this Undertaker's like risen from the dead.
He's dead.
Yeah, that's his gimmick. He's dead.
In a platform that tries to pretend that it's real.
Yeah.
You're telling me that this man here is dead. It's not Jon Snow.
So this is a Hell in a Cell match. There's a massive cage surrounding the ring.
Hell in a Cell?
Yeah, that's like, it's hell got that intense.
Hell in a Cell?
Hell in a Cell.
Oh, I thought you said Hell in a Cell.
No, that's not a person.
Who's that?
No, Hell in a Cell. Like, these two are fighting on top of a steel structure.
They look very strange, these men. These look like wrestling fans. Like, hairy, fat...
Well, speaking of hairy...
Geeky, bit grungy.
No
offence to the wrestling fans listening. I didn't mean any offence about that.
Yeah, they are hairy men, but you like hairy men according to this week.
What do you mean?
I, randomly in the bathroom, I was just freestyling a little bit, realised that my chest hair was a little bit too long, realised that my armpit hair was a little bit too long, impromptu trim...
A man should never shave his armpits, ever. A man shouldn't really shave much other than, obviously, the head and, you know, a little trim down below, but...
Down below?
Yeah, you got to keep it neat.
Well, ooh, see that?
Yeah, it fell through the crates.
Nearly fell through the top of the cell. So this match, you need to keep your eyes on this because this is epic.
Okay. Your hairy body, you can't...
Yeah, but I think my chest looks better now it's shaved. What's your problem with it?
No, I don't like it.
Is it because it gets a bit stubbly?
Because there's two things. Now you look like you're just going through puberty because it's like it's just sprouting out. And yeah. It's spiky and I like, you know...
Bobby Watch.
Fiddling.
Oh!
Bloody naughty.
Good God almighty indeed, Jim Ross.
How tall is that?
That is the size of your mum and dad's house. Right?
Don't bring my mum and dad into this.
The Undertaker... Oh, sorry, I was expecting like a mammoth reaction from you here. The Undertaker...
He looked like he fell, though.
No, The Undertaker just threw mankind off the top of the Hell in a Cell, which, like I said, is the size of Bobby's mum and dad's house, which is two stories, and he fell through the announce table. Tell me that that wasn't shocking and epic. You don't see that in, like, Avengers Endgame.
No, it was a bit weird. It was a bit... Oh, they're going to do a replay.
Talk us through it.
Repeat. No. I mean, but he jumps, really. You can see he jumps.
He doesn't jump. He gets thrown.
No, he doesn't. He jumps.
Bobby, this
look,
man
look,
has
look,
had...
Look at that.
Oh.
How many times do you think they... This is what I always wonder about wrestling. Like, how much, like, choreography time do they get? Like, how many...
Right.
How much... Because when I watch wrestling, I always imagine, like... You know in the little bits on Strictly Come Dancing where you see them in the casuals and they're in the studio and they're, like, training?
Yeah.
Like, where do these guys do that bit?
They've got, like... There's something called a performance centre where they can all train and...
Is there a choreographer? Like, who's...
No. Well, there's somebody called an agent that books the match who, like,
and what,
you know, plans
they,
the finish and
both
stuff.
Of them just, like, work, figure out together what they want to do?
Yeah, it's mainly the wrestlers who make the decisions.
So, but they don't decide who wins?
Yeah, no, the wrestlers don't decide who wins. The agent or Vince McMahon
so
always
Vince
decides.
Vince McMahon will say, you two are going to do a dance.
A wrestling match.
You're going to do a match.
It's not Strictly Come Dancing.
But we want you to win it and it's up to you how you get there.
Yeah. But look at that, right? That's, again, the replay of Mankind being thrown off the top of the Hell in a Cell. That was not choreographed.
What? Sorry, yes,
let me
it
say,
was.
That was... You know, it was planned, but you think he's practiced falling off the Hell in a Cell?
100%. 100%.
Right, I know there'll be GIFs on Twitter, so if you're listening to this, by the time you listen, I promise, if you haven't seen this moment, I will post it on our Twitter page, @MadeMyGF, so you can see the exact moment we are talking.
Definitely. What, do you think that Tom Cruise does all of his own stunts for the first time on the film set? Don't be ridiculous.
Tom Cruise has never been thrown off a Hell in a Cell.
Tom Cruise has done all sorts of weird...
He's never done... Mankind.
He's done weirder stuff that...
Do you know what? I'm going to tweet.
Now.
I'm going to tweet.
Now.
No, I'm not Googling it.
No, I'm going to Google it. Where's my phone? Sorry, keep watching the thing. Right. Number one, bearing in mind there's a list of 13 things here. Hanging off a plane in Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Right,
you don't
that
think,
actually happened.
You don't think he'll have been strapped in?
Climbing the Burj Khalifa.
What's that?
A huge, huge, huge building.
Yeah, but did he get thrown off it?
The sword fight in The Last Samurai. All sorts of weird stuff. Knife to the eye in Mission Impossible 2. Right, so I think we've all found out that he's a bit better than... What's this man called?
Mankind. Mick Foley.
Mankind.
I've met him, actually. Lovely fella. Mankind, Mick Foley, if you're listening to this.
Oh, he's got two names.
Yeah, well, his name's not Mankind, is it?
No, that's true. That's a good point.
Mankind.
He's a bit tubby.
You are out of order. Mick. His gimmick is not to be in good shape.
Why is he wearing brown leggings in what looks like a school uniform as well?
Because he just wants to just be a guy. He's not stressing about his look. He's a fighter.
He's wearing a mask. He wears a mask. He wears a white shirt with a black tie and brown leggings. I don't understand his character and who he is.
I love him. Anyway, Mankind, if you're listening, my girlfriend thinks that Tom Cruise is more hardcore than the hardcore legend Mick Foley. I can only apologise.
Sorry.
I'm just going to pause the match and the tension real quick because it's time to play the greatest game in podcast history. Are you ready?
Yep.
It's called Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, dig it. Dig it. Dig it. All right, Bobzilla, this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and you have to tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed.
Yep.
Just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behaviour, ring attire, and other distinguishing traits they may have.
Wow. Tell me something I don't know.
All right. The Boogeyman. The Boogeyman debuted in WWE in 2005. When he made an entrance, he would crawl onto the stage with an oversized alarm clock in his mouth.
What?
When he staggered down the ramp, he would smash the clock against his head. After defeating another wrestler, The boogeyman would reach into his pocket or the bag he would bring to the ring and pull out a handful of worms. He'd stick them in his mouth and eat them. And sometimes he'd put them in his opponent's mouth. The boogeyman.
I don't understand the boogeyman. Why has he got a clock?
I only give you the brief. I can't go into any more details other than the brief.
Ken.
So let me just recap.
Stupider and stupider.
What are you going for? Real gimmick
fake,
or fake gimmick?
Fake.
Are you 100% sure about this?
No, but I'm going to go with fake.
The boogeyman, the worm-eating maestro, was in fact a real gimmick.
That's disgusting.
It was absolutely minging. I hated it. I didn't like... 2005, I was old enough
2005,
to...
2005? That must have been like peak I'm a Celeb season.
Like,
was it?
I don't know. What was happening in I'm a Celeb?
I'm just thinking, you know, putting insects in your mouth was a, might have been a bit of a thing.
I don't think Ant and Dec inspired the boogeyman. But I know that when I was in my late teens, I hated the boogeyman.
That's disgusting.
I will post a picture and a video of the boogeyman to our social media, at MadeMyGF, on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look forward to seeing that, won't you?
No.
Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ooh, dig it. Oh, what's happening?
What do you think is happening? What always happens? He gets back up again.
He's smiling. Look at Mick Foley. Look at Mankind. And what is he doing?
Mankind is just bloody Jack Black in School of Rock.
He does actually look like him.
So you wanna be a teacher's pet? Wrestlers aren't really like this anymore, are they?
Like what?
This is like old school wrestlers.
Oh my God! Good God, I haven't seen that in so long.
That's really dangerous.
Yes, thank you. What just happened?
He threw him and he fell flat on his back.
So, Mankind, the man who was just thrown off the top of Hell in a Cell, he climbed back up.
Can we leave Helena out of this?
It's not Helena. Hell in a Cell. Mankind climbed back up on top of Hell in a Cell. And and Undertaker chokeslammed him through the top of the cell.
Everyone now is going, it's real.
The drama of this is insane. This is one of the...
I don't like the Undertaker, that's for sure.
Oh, come on.
Who's the man in the... Who are these men?
These are all like match officials.
What year is this?
This is 1998.
Is it?
Yeah, look how they're all dressing. They're all dressing like it's 98.
No, they're not. They're
look at the Undertaker!
Like bloody...
Chokeslam!
Who was he that you just put on the floor?
So you mentioned earlier about me potentially coming out at our wedding as the Undertaker.
No, you mentioned it, and I wondered if this was the man that you were referring to, because you said something about... Ian was talking about whether or not he's going to do an entrance, like walk.
This all started because I was fuming, because I was on Twitter the other day, and I saw some guy had put up a video where he came out at his own wedding to the Rock's theme music, holding a WWE Championship belt, and... As much as it gave me chills because it was an epic moment for the lad, he stole my thunder. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, I don't mind you doing an entrance.
Because you keep playing me all sorts of music that could be your entrance music.
Oh, he looks bloody awful.
Yeah,
what
his tooth went
out of his nose.
I can't remember, but his tooth went through somewhere. Like,
his nose. He looked like his tooth looked like it was coming out of his nostril then.
Yeah, he's not in a good way, is he?
No, not at all. He looks not.
But you're not
good.
Impressed that he's still going after all the pain he's been through?
Well, see that thing coming out of his nose then?
It's probably his tooth. Mankind has been through hell.
How could your tooth come out of your nose?
Oh.
Why is no one stopping this match?
Because it's Hell in a Cell.
What does that mean? You can do anything.
Once you go into the cell, sometimes no one ever comes out.
How do you win?
You got to pin him. Like, it's a normal
match.
See, this is
what I don't get. He's been on the floor now for about 10 seconds, so why has he not just jumped on top of him and said, right, game over?
He'll pin him in the ring, won't he, if he pins him?
Can you not pin him outside of the ring?
I don't think so. Not in Hell in a Cell match.
Oh, bloody hell. Is he really punching him there?
So,
was he really
I'm
going
to let you into a secret arrest.
Was he really punching him?
Well, he's not punching him like he wants to hurt him, because that would be stupid, wouldn't it? Because, as you know, it is a...
Oh, yeah, it would be stupid to punch someone, but throwing them off bloody Hell in a Cell is fine.
Like, I could punch you.
Well, you couldn't.
Well, I wouldn't actually punch you. But I could... All you do is you like slap your arm as you pretend to hear him, so it sounds like you're connected.
Right, so at the very beginning on episode one, or whenever it was, when I said, is it like doing that thing when you're on the playground and someone slaps you, but they're slapping your hand that's under your chin, and you laughed at me, but that is literally what they're doing.
But it's not exactly that.
Well, it is, because they're making the slapping noise as you pretend to punch someone. That's awful.
No, it's not awful, but I'm going to pause it, because it's time to play our other game. You know right. What it's called.
I've got cheese in the oven, so we need to hurry up.
Celebrity Superstars, brother! This is Celebrity Superstars, the game where you have to choose the celebrity that would make the best WWE superstar.
Yeah.
What was your favourite band growing up?
Growing up? How old are we talking?
It's what I go to school for.
See, that's a very controversial question that you just asked me. But I will say that when I was of primary school age, the first person I ever fancied... And it was really weird because I remember feeling like I really fancied him. And
like you loved him?
No, like I wanted to kiss him. And it was really weird.
It was
feeling.
It? Oh, it's like the first time.
Matt Willis, obviously.
Oh, right. The one who goes out with Emma, or he's married to.
Oh, my God. I do you know what? He's still gorgeous to this day.
Well, I won't be allowed to say that about a woman.
What, that he's still gorgeous?
No, that like the way you talk about men, I couldn't do about women.
In what way?
Like, I couldn't say, oh, she's just still so gorgeous.
No, of course you wouldn't.
Exactly. Anyway, which member of Busted would make the best wrestler and why?
Oh, interesting.
Not the guy who left.
Bear in mind, I've actually...
No, Billy Big Spuds, who left, he wouldn't be.
He's still in Busted. He came back.
Yeah, but when he was younger, he was Billy Big Spuds and he wanted to go do his own thing, wasn't he?
Yeah, that flopped. I've actually, we met Busted, didn't we, last year? It last year or the year before?
Yeah.
They were lovely.
Me and Bobby do a bit of TV and radio work, so this is how these sort of things happen.
Bits of TV. Who would be... Well, instantly you want to say Charlie because he's a big guy and he has strong eyebrows and he's a bit moody. But James is a bit like... He's got this little twinkle in his eye. He could be a bit wild. Oh, yeah. He's like a Tasmanian devil. Oh, it's really tough. Sorry, by the way, Matt, if you are listening, which you're not.
No, it could be him because he's like got tattoos and stuff now, hasn't he?
Who?
He looks like he could be cool.
Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, he's bloody lovely.
All right, which one's it going
to
be?
Oh, they'd all be great, to be honest. I think I'm going to go for Charlie because he'd be a hit with the ladies as well.
What are you going to call him? Big Slugs.
I'm going to call him...
Bust him up.
The Browminator.
The Browminator?
The Brow...
What about the Slugger?
The Slug.
The Slug?
The Slughorn.
Why horn?
Dunno. Slughorn, just that... It's like that one from... Slughorn's been taken, actually. Slugsworth?
Slughorn's been taken by who?
Harry Potter. Slugsworth, because that sort of ties in with the Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. The bad guy from the Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. His name is Charlie. He's got sluggy eyebrows. Slugsworth.
I'm sold.
That's brilliant.
I'm sold. Brother. Slugsworth. Right, we're back to it. Bobby's gone to check the cheese in the oven, and I am commentating on this match on my own. You've got The Undertaker, Mankind. The match is still going strong. How's the cheese looking?
It's looking good.
Cheese is looking good. We need to hurry up. Get over here. We can't hurry up. We're not rushing this match. So The Undertaker...
It's a camembert, by the way, if anyone's wondering. It's not just a random thing. That's what I go to school for. Oh, that's absolutely covered in blood. I've never seen this much blood before. Oh, my goodness.
They bust themselves open, you know.
With what?
Like, they have, like, a little razor blade in the pocket.
They don't do that now.
No, but back then, like, you'd go
is
bloody.
Is wrestling a bit boring now?
Wrestling's not aimed at the same people this wrestling was aimed at.
The people I imagine watching this are, like, bikers, people that listen to really, like, heavy music. Now,
Stop.
That's the reminder to turn the fridge back on, so don't...
I won't forget.
It again.
Yeah, I turn the fridge off because it's noisy.
I've got
carry
ice
on.
Cream in there. People that like the wrestling now, they're all of the men are, you know, they're very shiny, aren't they? It's like wrestling now is like a High School Musical version of this, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
What are they?
Those, Bobby,
are
what they call in America thumbtacks. For you, drawing pins.
What are they going to do with them?
Well, Mick Foley, aka Mankind, has scattered all of those drawing pins on the canvas.
Do you know what I always think really interesting? When people have got really big thighs but really thin calves, his calves are teeny weeny, but he's quite top heavy.
Bobby, Undertaker's grabbed him.
This is silly.
Bobby, the Undertaker's picked up Mankind.
Well, I can tell what's going on now. He's going to throw him on the tacks.
Get ready. Imagine how much that would hurt.
He didn't even go on it.
He's rolling in him now.
Yeah, but that's not the same. Rolling on it is not the same as... That was ridiculous. He threw him on the floor. He missed the big pile of drawing pins, but then he decided to roll himself on them. Do you realise what that's like? Like someone trying to hit you over the head with a saucepan. Not hitting yet, but grabbing the saucepan off them and going, "Here you go, mate, I'll do it." Noink.
He's going to choke slam him.
No, I'm done. Turn it off.
Right.
Oh, no, that one. He
crash, bang, wallop onto the tacks.
Look how many teeth he's missing.
Yes. I'm telling you now, this changed his life.
Did it?
Yeah, this was a really...
Was it worse?
It was never the same after this match.
I'm sure... in what way?
Right, he's going to tombstone him.
What do you mean
This is the Undertaker's finishing move. Let it breathe.
He could have broken his neck. That's
stupid. Exactly. Counting it, referee.
So why do you enjoy that?
1, 2, 3.
I feel really sorry for this man. Wait, did he get any new teeth?
Yeah, he's fine.
Why did it change him? What do you mean by that?
Well, he changed the course of wrestling history, but also, like, you don't go through a match like that without having some sort of ramifications on your body.
What happened though? Like, what?
He's had a bit of a limp and stuff.
He had a limp?
Yeah, he had a bit of a limp after that.
Why?
Because he went through Hell in a Cell.
No, he didn't have a limp.
He does. Still has a bit of a limp now.
Because of this?
I love Mick Foley.
No, did he get any compensation for it?
Mankind did stuff like that all the time. Like, he chose to wrestle this style.
Well, I think that's not actually a good idea. And were people happy with this match?
Well, it's like, you know, it was a different era. It was a time when everyone was watching things like Jerry Springer. People enjoyed car crash TV in the late 90s. I tried something a little bit different tonight, Bobby. I wanted to take you down the hardcore route. This is completely different to anything you've ever seen before. You cannot tell me there was no drama involved, and you cannot tell me that you don't love wrestling a little bit more than you did last time.
No, I actually still prefer last week was my favourite one.
Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins.
The 2019 one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was short. Was that the short one?
Yeah.
It was short, it was fast, it was like watching a film. This is watching two overweight men in very tiny pants.
Undertaker's not overweight.
Yes, he is. And he's got very strange hair.
All right, well, look out on our social media channels, @MadeMyGF on both Twitter, Instagram.
That's not to say there's a problem with being overweight, by the way, because
there isn't.
Not. I just don't like someone being that self-destructive. I don't understand.
All right.
Anyway, I really have to go and look on the cheese. Can I go?
No, stay there. I'm going to share the video of the groom who made his entrance as The Rock. I'm going to show a video of the boogeyman. And I'm also going to tweet Charlie from Busted to let him know about his new gimmick.
No, I'm not telling him that. He'll take offence and I like him.
All right, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you'd rate and review us. Just click 5 stars and then hit write a review. When you leave that review, tell us your first name and your profession, and then we'll give you your very own wrestling name. So that's it. Bobby still doesn't love wrestling. And that's why we'll be back next Tuesday with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.
Bye.